Each weekday during February, the Jefferson Daily has been airing excerpts from important African American speeches in honor of Black History Month. These original recordings help tell the history not just of African Americans, but of America as a whole. These speeches, some from decades or a century past, have also had a strange way of speaking to the present. Here's the host of our series, Southern Oregon University journalism professor D.L. Richardson.
Joseph Lowery has been called a dean of the Civil Rights Movement. In 1957, Lowery and Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. formed the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and Lowery was named vice president. This organization grew out of the Montgomery Improvement Association, the group that was responsible for supporting Rosa Parks and starting the Great Montgomery Bus Boycott. In this speech from 1980, Lowery speaks on the black presence in America.
The first thing I'd like to suggest is that the black presence in America has reflected what I think is the highest, noblest, most authentic form of patriotism. I think the true loyalists, the true patriots of America, have been the black people of America. Not simply because a black man was the first to die at Bull Run, not just because blacks have died in every war to protect America, not just because hardly any blacks have been convicted of treason, not just because of that, but because of the more important things that blacks and the black presence has challenged America and has pushed and pulled America up to her tiptoes in terms of what she may become. The black presence has not indulged America at her weaknesses, no excused her failures, but has challenged her at both, that she might strengthen her weaknesses and correct her mistakes and move on up a little higher. I think real patriotism is not the kind expressed by the self-styled super patriots who go around wrapped up in flags and who wear bumper stickers saying love it or leave it. I think it's the true patriotism is expressed by those who love it so much that they will not leave it alone until it lives up to its noble precepts and keeps its lofty promises and commitments to be the land of the free as well as the home of the brave. I think that's authentic patriotism. Now, sometimes authentic patriotism causes discomfort. Just as, the good teacher is not the teacher who indulges the student in the student's weaknesses. The good teacher is the teacher who challenges the student, even causing the student some discomfort and reaping the displeasure of the student. The physician often causes discomfort as he initiates the healing process. I hate to hear my doctor say, take off your coat and roll up your sleeve. Or worse still, let down your britches. He's about to injure me. And I hate to hear him say that. But it is that discomfort, that temporary discomfort, that initiates the healing process that permits me to live on in health. And I think the black presence in this country, which has sometimes had to fill her streets and jam her jails and take her to court and wrestle with her through the long night of racial crises in order that we might look forward to the dawn of a new day of justice and brotherhood. I think that is authentic patriotism. And I think the black presence in America has made. I have a friend whose son, when he was very young, was stricken with polio. Carried him to a clinic and they put braces on his leg. My friend says in the middle of the night he would hear his son whimpering. And he would go upstairs and say, what is it, son? And the boy would say, Daddy, please, loosen the braces. And my friend said, he said to his son, my God, son, I'd give him a right arm if I could loosen the braces, but they tell me it is the tightness of the braces that stretch the muscles. And so all I can do is lie here with you in the bed and weep with you through the long night so that one day we can walk together. Every Sunday morning, almost every Sunday morning, I see that boy now, a young man, walking down the aisle. He has a limp, but he's walking. And he walks because his father wept with him in the night that they might now enjoy a sunshine day walking together. I think the black presence in America has been the highest, most authentic form of patriotism that enables America now to walk with her head a little higher because we've challenged it. And I think that patriotism has been significant in America's growth. And that creative pressure must continue to be exerted on America in the context of love of country, because we must complete the task begun a decade or so ago that has not been completed. And the second thing I'd say, which leads me into some discussion of foreign policy, is that I think the other thing that the black presence has meant to America is that the black presence, black folks have just always, I know you're going to accuse when I leave, you'll say, yeah, that fellow's a black racist, but I don't think so. But, you know, black folk were almost born with an innate sense of justice and a sensitivity to human need. It's just, we always know what's right. We don't always do what's right, but we know what's right. We just have a sense of justice. And it's been reflected in the black experience. My mother used to whip me and wouldn't tell me what she was whipping me about. And I'd say, what you whip me about? And she would say, you know. And I did. It just an ingrained sense of justice and sensitivity to human need. And it's that sense of justice that has motivated and driven black community to stand for what was just and what was right, even though it's unpopular, even though it gets you in trouble. I remember in the heart of the movement when white churches were putting young black people in jail for coming to worship, that in the midst of that, I don't know a single black church anywhere that ever had a white person arrested or turned a white person away who wanted to come in and praise the Lord, because we knew it wasn't right. We had a sense of justice. And that sensitivity to human need, that sense of justice helped free not only black people in this country, but helped free white people.
Joseph Lowery speaking in 1980 on the black presence in America. Tomorrow we'll hear a speech by a strong presence in current American politics, Barack Obama.